にちは。
こんにちは。
茨城キリスト教大学児童教育学科3年の木村俊樹です。3月に参加させていただいた旅は僕にとって2回目の旅でした。から帰ってきた僕は愛ってなんだろうということを考えながら日々過ごしています。
My name is Shunki Kimura, and I'm a junior elementary education major at Ibaraki Christian University. This past March was my second time to be a part of the Love and Serve mission in Cambodia. And since my return, the main thing that I've continued to think about and to consider is the question, what is love?
僕の中学校生活は他のみんなとは少し違っていました。愛について考えるようなことなんてない。暗闇に押し込まれたような光の見えない生活でした。それはストレスによってお腹が痛くなり、勉強したくてもできない生活です。あまりにお腹が痛くて一日中家から出ることができなかったり出てしまったりすることが、よくありました。一年の半分は学校に通うことができませんでした。時の自分は誰に相談していいのかも分からず、人を信用できず、全てを疑ってしまう愛のかけらもない人でした。だからこそ今ここに立ってこうして話をしていること、ごく普通のことが幸せに感じています。中学生の自分にはこの場にいるなんて考えもしなかったでしょう。
My life as a junior high student was a little different from everybody else's experience. It was like an invisible life that was pushed into the darkness, and I never thought that I had the time or exposure to think about love. It was a life where I couldn't study even though I wanted to because of intense physical pain in my stomach that was caused by stress. There were many days that my stomach hurt so badly I couldn't leave the house for the entire day.Or I fainted and collapsed because of the intensity of the pain. Counting all of my absences, I actually only attended school half of the year. And at that stage of my life, I didn't know who I could talk to. I doubted everything and felt like I could trust no one. So that's why it's such a big deal to me to be standing here in your midst at this time. I'm so thankful and I'm so happy. As a junior high student, I never could have imagedThis time or this situation.
高校に入学し、中学のように学校に行けないのは嫌だって感じ、自分と向き合うことにしました。僕にとってとても大きな決断でした。それはとても怖く、変わることはとても辛かったです。このとても苦しい経験でしたが、僕は徐々に学校に行けるようになりました。しかし、普通に過ごせているという大切なことを忘れ、勉強の遅れを取り戻さなくちゃと思っていました。
I hated the idea of my high school years being like junior high, so I decided to face myself and face my situation. That was a big decision and a turning point for me. It was so scary to change and to be changed. And it was honestly a painful experience. Though it was difficult, I gradually was able to go back to school regularly.I struggled with remembering what it was to live a normal life and had to backtrack and fill in the gaps where I had missed in my studies beforehand.
少しずつ生活に余裕が出てきた僕は人のためになりたいと思い、ボランティア団体に入会しました。それからというもの、平日は学業に励み、土日を使ってボランティアをしました。ボランティアは保育園訪問や子どもたちとキャンプ、マラソンの補助など100件を超えています。この経験から感謝される嬉しさを知り、またボランティアは自分に返ってくるものが多いことを学び、人間的に成長できたと思っています。
Little by little though, I got back into the rhythm, regular rhythm of life and had enough space in my life to join a volunteer group and to begin thinking about doing something for other peopleWeekdays, I was more encouraged and more confident in my studies at school, and then I used my weekends to devote to volunteering. Our volunteer group did over 100 different things, varying from helping in preschools and nursery schools to taking children camping and assisting in running marathons. From these experiences, I learned about the joy of thankfulness and of being appreciated, and how many times volunteers end up receiving so much more than they actually give. I grew in my sense and my experience of humanity.
学校に
During then my freshman year in university, when I was looking for an education-based volunteer opportunity, I found out about the Love and Serve mission. At the time, I had been searching and looking at different organizations and opportunities and trying to decide where I could best serve and how I wanted to do so. Going to the liaison office, the campus ministry center, and hearing more about this mission, I learned that not only would we get a chance to see the current state of education abroad in a developing nation, but also that we get the chance to do some actual teaching too, which was very attractive to me. Somehow, I sensed something special about this specific work. Last year in March, on my first trip, what lingers in my memory was learning English vocabulary with the students using flashcards. And during the review, students would eagerly raise their hands and smile as they answered their questions. And I remember how strongly they wanted to learn English and how much fun they had doing so.
と感じるようになりました。自分では測りきれない、その何かを感じました。なぜならば、子供たちがたくさんの笑顔で今を楽しく、本気で生きていたためです。先に今まで発することのなかった愛について考えるようになりました。慣れていない言葉というものもあり、初めから理解できるものばかりではありませんでした。ですが、以前よりもはるかに愛について、イメージする機会が増えました。
Coming back from Cambodia and reflecting on the trip then, I really felt that there was something very different in this mission from other volunteer experiences that I had seen or done. I felt that it was something I couldn't quite even measure by myself. The children enjoyed living, and living fully. That's what spurred on this idea of love that I had never really experienced or faced before. I heard words spoken that we rarely seem to use or hear, and there were so many new first-time experiences and perspectives. I was given many more opportunities to imagine and to experience love from a broader perspective, and I grew in my sense and expression of thanksgiving too. So I prepared myself for the second trip this past March, not only making efforts to study and to develop and grow my heart, but also to deepen my understanding about education from a broader perspective.
うまくいかないことも そして別れの際、彼女が大切にしていたキーホルダーを僕にプレゼントしてくれたんです。愛をもらった感情は絶対に忘れることはありません。それによって僕はまた元気づけられ、その後もたくさんの子供たちと話すことができ、とても感謝しています。
On this trip specifically, we had fun interacting with the children by running a sports festival, like we would do here in Japan, and teaching English as usual. To be honest, there were times that I felt the language barrier pretty strongly, or didn't succeed in taking leadership in the way that I should have and wanted to. I also forgot about my goal after the first trip, which was that I resolved to talk personally one-on-one with students. So I didn't realize that goal either. It was due to my own feeling down and tired and lack of focus. But then there was one specific experience of love that I received that kind of woke me up. I had the chance to talk to one of the students for a long time, and we talked about things that we treasure. She showed me a key ring that she had obviously had for a while and explained why it was so meaningful to her. Right before we left Cambodia, she gave me that key ring as a gift. And I will never forget the love that I felt and received in that moment. Her sacrificial act of love gave me strength and joy. With gratitude, I was able to pour myself more into intentional conversations with more of the students.
たくさんの愛をもらって帰ってきた僕は、前よりもっと丁寧に人と接することができるようになったと感じています。また、人からありがとうと言ってもらったときは、しばしばカンボジアを思い出すことがあり、また行きたい気持ちでいっぱいになります。僕はこれからもカンボジアに行き続けたいと思っています。
Having received so much love myself, I've returned home once again, changed a little bit more than I was before.More aware of and more appreciative of others, feeling a deeper sense of care for them. When people say, thank you, my heart recalls the lessons that I learned in Cambodia, and it makes me want to return to Cambodia again and serve again and again. That's my intention, my desire to do just that, to keep going and to keep serving.
正直まだ僕に何ができるのか、どうしていけばいいのかわかりません。ですが、これからも生き続けていくこと、子供たちとたくさん時間を過ごしていくことが僕にできる一番のことだと信じ、関係を深めていきたいと思っています。この活動を支えてくださっている皆さんに感謝の気持ちでいっぱいです。
Honestly, I'm still unsure what I should do or how I should do it. Even so, I believe that by continuing to go and to spend time with the children and to deepen our relationship is about the best thing that I can do. It's about the best thing anyone can do, really.So I'm thankful to everyone here who supports this work wholeheartedly. Thank you so much.
こんにちは。茨城キリスト教大学文化交流学科3年の小泉あかりです。話をさせていただく機会を与えてくださりありがとうございます。
Good morning, my name is Akari Koizumi, and I'm a junior cross-cultural studies major at Ibaraki Christian University. Thank you for giving me this chance to share a testimony this morning with all of you.
このラブ&サーブに参加するまで、私は人と話をすることが苦手で、人との関係を築くことが得意ではありませんでした。友達と喧嘩をしたとき、苦手な人と関わるとき、言いたいことがあるのに面倒くさいし、別にいいやと諦めて、話し合うこともせず、関わらないという選択をしてきました。
I want to be totally transparent here that until I joined the Love and Serve mission, I didn't really have confidence in building relationships with others, nor in talking with other people. If I got into an argument with a friend or had to interact with someone I didn't really like, even if there was something that I know I should have or could have said, I usually chose the easy path of avoiding them and giving up on communication, not really wanting to put a whole lot of effort into resolving the situation or in facing the discomfort.
初めて参加したのは大学1年の春休みです。自分の目でどんなところか知りたいという気持ちで参加しました。だから自分自身がすごく心が揺れ動くなんて想像もしませんでした。
My first time to join this mission was in the spring at the end of my freshman year, during the break between school years. My purpose in going was to see something with my own eyes and to experience it in person. And that was the heart that I joined it with. But never did I imagine or realize how much this mission would impact and change my heart.
一緒に参加するチームと協力して活動をすること、カンボジアの子どもと接すること、エドック協会の方と話をすること、この活動では人と関わる機会ばかりです。カンボジア、シンガポールでは私のことを知らないのに温かく迎えてくれる場所がありました。ほとんど初対面のメンバーだったのに、私の話をたくさん聞いてくれる日本チームのみんながいました。気にしたくないなと感じました。
Having to work together with my team in planning and carrying out the mission, interacting with the Cambodian children, meeting and talking with the Bedok Church members in Singapore, all of these things had one thing in common, having to talk with and interact closely with other people. I found warm acceptance and welcome in Singapore and Cambodia from people I didn't know and had never met before. Even with my fellow teammates from Japan, it was basically the first time spending time that intensely with all of them. Yet I found a community that welcomed me, accepted me, and listened to my heart intently. I knew that I wanted to be sure these precious relationships didn't end just there.
私の3月に2回目のラブ&ファームに参加しました。BCS の子一人に、なぜカンボジアに来たの?と聞かれました。素直に会いたいからという気持ちと同時に、頭の中でカンボジアは貧しい国だからという理由が出てきました。私まだ貧しいという見方しているなと思いました。そして私はここにまた来ていいのかなと思ってしまいました。このことをヒロさんに相談すると、関係を続けていくことが大切だという話をしてくれました。
So then I went on the Love and Serve mission again for the second time this past March. One of the students at BCS asked meWhy did you choose to come to Cambodia? Well, I truly thought and wanted to say because I wanted to meet you, I also had thought because Cambodia is a poor nation. And those were the words that left my mouth. Though it wasn't said, I wondered if the student thought, oh, you still just look at me through the lens of being a poor person. And that thought haunted me, and I wondered if I really should ever go back to Cambodia again.When I talked about those thoughts and those feelings with Hiro, he affirmed the importance of continuing to build a relationship intentionally over time.
そこでまた壁を作ろうとして、1回目と全然変わっていないなということにも気をつけました。
Just as I was about to build a wall and run away in avoidance like I've always done before, I realized that I hadn't really changed like I wanted to and needed to.
2回目の旅は自分がどう子どもと接するのかいろいろ考えてしまい、もう私は関わらない方がいいんじゃないかと思ってしまう場面が他にもありました。
In thinking about going for the second trip then, I thought a lot about how to interact with the children, and I was kind of overwhelmed by too many thoughts and too many challenges that made me wrestle with whether or not I really should be involved in this mission anymore.
子どもを通して関わっていくうちに、関係を終わりにすることは簡単だけれど、関わりを続けていくことで何かが見つかるのかなと思えるようになりました。
I really reflected on how easy it is to end a relationship for a million different reasons. Frustration, struggles, when having to work with and be in relationship with other people. But it's something richer and better when we choose to wrestle through that together and commit to building a relationship and building lasting community together.
また神様がなぜ私にこのラブ&サーブに参加させて、何を伝えたくて、私に何が与えられているのか旅中すごく考えましたけれど、まだよく分かりません。分からないけど一つ分かったことは、それは神様という存在がいて、私に素敵な人と出会わせて、自分の足りなさや、そしていろんなことに挑戦するチャンスを与えてくれたということです。
Through that whole second trip, I considered, why did God lead me to join the Love and Serve mission? What was God trying to tell me and teach me and give me through that? And I'm still not sure. While I'm still not sure totally, I am totally sure of this, that God exists, that He's led me into these relationships with these great people. And even in, and because of my inability and my weakness, He has given me many chances to grow and to learn with them through all of this.
もし参加していなかったら、一緒に参加したみんなと関係を築くこともなかったし、たくさんの人に出会えることもなかったと思います。毎日がこんなに楽しいと思えなかったと思います。
If I hadn't joined the Love and Serve mission, I wouldn't have built these meaningful relationships with all of these people whom I've gone and served with together. Nor would I have met so many more people beyond that. Nor would have I experienced the daily joy that I am right now.
今までは人と関わるとき、その場限りの付き合いが多かったです。最近はできるだけ自分から話しかけて関係を続けていく努力をしています。難しいこともあり、関係を続けていけないこともあります。正直悲しいし、諦めたくなります。でもいつにわからないけど、神様が私たちに近づこうとしてくれているように、関係が良い方向になれたらいいなと思います。
Until recently, my interaction with others was intentionally limited to that specific situation and time alone. But now, I'm intentionally trying to take initiative to start conversations with others and to grow a lasting relationship with them. Of course, it's difficult, and not every relationship is one that can be lasting. Honestly, that makes me sad, and it makes me want to give up on trying to keep building those relationships. But even though I don't know the timing or the way, my hope is that God will guide us in a better direction to draw us closer to one another.
今はジョエルさんとヒロさんを通して神様の言葉を学んでいる最中です。8月にまた参加できることに感謝します。ありがとうございました。
Now I am on the journey together with Joel and Hiro in trying to learn the word of God together with them. And I'm so grateful that I can go again this next month for the third time. Thank you so much.
こんにちは。私は小又香織と申します。
Good morning everybody. I'm 小又
私は大学生の時3回カンボジアへ行きました。2008年の3月に1回、2009年の3月と8月に2回。私が初めて行った時はクリスチャンではありませんでした。3回目に行った時にはクリスチャンになって1ヶ月後でした。
When I was a university student, I went to Cambodia 3 times. The first time was in March 2008, and the second and third times were in March and August 2009. I wasn't a disciple of Jesus when I first went to Cambodia, but then by my third mission trip, it was just 1 month after I had been baptized.
皆さん、カンボジアに行ってきた人の話を聞けば、皆が口を揃えて、自分は貧しい国で何かしてあげるつもりで行ったが、実は心が貧しいのは自分の方だった。カンボジアの子供たちは目がキラキラして学ぶ意欲にあふれている。日本の子供は物にあふれているが、あんなにキラキラしていないということを言うと思います。
Probably all of you who have talked to somebody who's gone as a part of this mission before, or if you've participated in any of the mission Sundays,here at this church, you've heard something like this. I went to go and serve the poor, but I realized that I was the poor one, that I had a poverty of heart. Or, you heard this, the children in Cambodia have such bright, shining eyes that sparkle, and they show a hunger as they want to learn, whereas the children in Japan have so much yet that they lack that hunger and that sparkle in their eyes.
私もまた初めて海外に出て日本や自分を客観視し、今まで考えたこともなかったようないろいろなことを考え始めるという、カンボジアに行った人なら皆が必ず通る思考のプロセスを経験した一人です。そしてあの時はこれからも何らかの形で関わっていきたいと考えていました。
I also went through that very same processand had the same experiences as everyone else who leaves Japan for the first time as a tourist and finds oneself in another nation like Cambodia that forces one to think and to come to terms with a lot of different issues. And like so many others, I left Cambodia thinking and saying, in some way, I want to continue to be involved in this mission in some active, tangible, helpful way.
私は大学最後の年にバプテスマを受けました。 その頃からというもの、自分が主にあってどのようなもので、どのような目的で作られて、どのように生きていくのかということを考えれば、私の心の中に尽きることなく燃えていた炎というのは、若い人たち、特に日本の大学生のためでした。大学卒業後はいろいろな仕事をし、YWAMの DTS を受けるためにハワイのミッションスクールに留学したこともあります。その間、この情熱は消えることがなく、心の中にはいつも自分が信仰を持つのに大変お世話になった茨城キリスト教学園のキリスト教センターで働き、大学生伝道に大胆に携わっていくことがありました。これも不思議ですが、願っても願っても、この道は10年間開かれず、実は完全に諦めて福島県に移住しようとしていたところ、急に昨年の12月に今年の4月からスタッフとして働くことが決まったのです。
In my senior year at Ibaraki Christian University, I received baptism. From that moment, I began to think seriously about what kind of person my Lord Jesus wants me to become, how he wants me to live, and for what purpose I was created.I realized that God placed within me a burning passion for young people, and in particular for university-aged young adults in Japan. After graduation, I held a few different jobs and also completed studies in YWAM, Youth with a Missions, DTS, their discipleship training school in Hawaii. That passion for reaching young people never wavered in that time. And in fact, I had always hopedand prayed for God to open a door for me to work at the Christian Center in Ibaraki Christian University, where I had been helped to form my own faith so that I could reach out to the students there and participate in the campus ministry. What is interesting, though, is that I continued to lay that request before God over and over again for 10 years, and he never opened that door. Then...Just at the moment that I was about to give up on that dream and move to Fukushima to be involved in ministry there, the Lord suddenly opened a door this last year in December, and I was hired to be a staff at the Christian Center beginning this year in April.
正直起こっていることが理解できずにいたところ、毎回カンボジアに行っているヒロ君とジョエルさんに、カンボジアに引率として行かないかと誘っていただきました。行きたいなというふうには思いましたが、正直9年も行っていなくて、今更カンボジア、まずお金ないし、自分も仕事が変わるだけでストレスでいっぱいなのに、リーダーとして行って人のケアをするなんてめんどくさーと人間的な思いが来ました。しかし、いや待てよとなりました。多くの社会人になってからカンボジアに行く人たちは本当に苦労して休みを取っていくのに、私は仕事を早く辞めさえすればいけなとはないと。そして女性でリーダーがいない、女子学生も半分くらいいるから女の人が必要、そして今回は学生しかいない、学生13名と僕らだけだ、香りがいけるように祈っているとジョエルさんたちが言うのです。なので私の肉の思いはこうこうです、しかし御心ならばそうなるようにと祈りました。また私も大学生の時に連れて行ってくれた人たちがいたので、今の自分がいること、それらがいかに大学生にとって人生において重要な経験となるかを知っていました。そのことを思い出し、そして忘れていた夢も思い出し、それではイチジクグアの木はザーカイがイエス様をもっとよく見るために用いられましたが、私も大学生たちがもっとイエス様を見るためにその木になろうという思いを持つことができました。さあ、そうして全ての状況が整えられてしまい、行くことになったのです。
To be honest, when I still didn't know what was happening or how it was going to turn out, Hiro and Joel, who go to Cambodia every time, approached me and said, Hey, Kari, would you be willing to go to Cambodia as a co-leader with us this time? While I really wanted to go, a bunch of fears...and uncertainties and questions flooded to the surface. I haven't been to Cambodia in 9 years, and you're asking me to go now, in this time of transition. I have no money. And already I feel stressed about changing jobs. And I don't really know if I've got it in me to be a leader, which I've never done before, and if I really have the space to care for others in this time. But then, a still small voice within my heart spoke and said, "Now, just wait a minute. Be still." I thought about how many people I know that after getting a job have to struggle to get time off and then choose to use that time off to go to work, loving and serving in Cambodia, only to return to work right away. While I had a little more space, if I just chose to quit a little bit earlier. And I thought about the fact that there was no female leader, that half of the team was female, and they were all students who would need the support of a woman mentor. Then Joel and Hiro said, "It's 13 university students and just the two of us leading. We really need another leader, specifically a woman, to join us. So we are going to pray that God is going to open a way for you to be the one to go with us." While all my fleshly self came up with all kinds of excuses and fears, my heart clearly knew that I needed to pray, seeking God's will and to follow where God led. In prayer, I was led to remember that I was going to serve with those who had previously led me when I was a student myself. And without God using them in my life at that time, I wouldn't be where I am today. I knew that my mission experiences in Cambodia with them was perhaps the most transformational and influential part of my life as a university student. And I remembered the story of Zacchaeus, who climbed that sycamore fig tree to see Jesus clearly. And I wanted to be used as a sycamore fig tree for all of those university students so that they could climb up into it and see Jesus more clearly too. So that changed everything. Especially my perspective. And it wasn't long before all the ducks were in a row and I was on my way to Cambodia in March.
私にとって今回の旅での最も大きな喜びは朝ごはんを食べながらの涙ありのディボーション。車やバス移動の際や食事の際、また飛行機での移動の際、またルームメイトになった子たちと1対1で話をしたことでした。私のために命を捨てる者は帰ってそれを得るとイエス様は語られていますが、まさにそうで、私は学生たちのために行くと思っていたところが大きかったのですが、その旅でみんなと過ごす時間の中で私自身喜びや癒しを数えきれないほど経験しました。
For me personally, perhaps the greatest, one of the greatest joys on the mission trip this past March were the morning devotionals that often we shed many tears, and our discussions over breakfast, and all of the one-on-one conversations in the planes, in the vans, with the various students whom I shared a room with, or who came to my room and we visited late at night. Just as Jesus said in both Matthew 10 and 16, those who give up their life for me will indeed receive it. I had the same kind of experience. I went to serve and to give my life for the university students, but life was given back to me.
また一緒に行った学生13名のうち11名がイバキリの学生でしたが、なぜかその全員がジョエルさんとヒロ君と今、日本に帰ってきて聖書を勉強しています。通おうとするように彼らが私の働いている建物に来て聖書を勉強しています。彼らがイエス様の真理に触れ、カンボジアの子供たちのように目をキラキラさせ始め、どんどん成長していく姿を見て毎週励まされ、3月の旅が終わっても一緒に時間を過ごし続けることができることも素晴らしい恵みとなっています。
Beyond that, 11 of the 13 university students in our team are from Ibaraki Christian University, and all 11 of them are currently studying the Bible with Joel and Hiro. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, they come to the building where I work and study the Bible. They are tasting the goodness of the truth in Jesus Christ. And like the children in Cambodia, I see a sparkle growing in their eyes, and I'm watching them mature in character as they receive love and encouragement. Even though the mission trip finished in March, we continue to spend time together and grow together, and that is an amazing blessing from the Lord.
またラブ&サーブの前身であったアンコールオブフェイスという、通称 AOF と呼んでいるキャンプの時代に私はカンボジアに行っていたわけですが、その頃に私たちのところに来ていたという子が図らずも BCS での活動で同じグループとなったのです。 AOF の時に出会った子どもたちにはどこか寂しげな印象がありましたが、この子は自信にあふれ、また謙遜であり、しかし私たちの足りないところによく気づき、アドバイスまでしてくれたりと、今はすっかりお姉さんになり、通訳として下の学年の子たちの活動をサポートしてくれました。この再会も偶然ではなく、彼女が同じグループになるように神様が出会わせてくれたと信じています。 BCS がカンボジアの子どもたちに良い影響となっていることを目の当たりにできたことが嬉しかったです。10年間行っていなかった頃こそ気づけた良い変化だと思います。
When I had gone to Cambodia before, it was for the Angkor Faith Mission Camp, which was the predecessor of the Love and Serve Mission. So I was surprised to see one of the girls, now a young woman, whom we originally met at AOF camp. While most of the children were so bright and loud and silly, my impression of this girl was that she was a little more reticent. But now, here she was, so much more confident, wise, humble, and she was covering us in all of the ways that we needed help, giving us advice, filling gaps, and helping to translate for the younger children whose language ability was weaker. She was now a teacher at BCS and an influential person in the lives of the other students. I really believe this reunion with her wasn't a coincidence. Rather, God orchestrated our meeting again and serving together so that I could witness how big of an impact BCS and this mission is making in the lives of other people. Something that I perhaps could see more clearly because I had not gone in almost a decade.
また、もう一つ今回の旅に行く動機となったことのもう一つに、タイにも行くということがありました。2006年と2007年、大学生の時に行くようになった教会のスモールグループには、タイ人のゲイさんがインターンとして来ていて、2008年カンボジア AOF でタイ人のクリスチャンと会い、タイのゲイドさんとインさんが教会のインターンで日本に 2,3 ヶ月来ていた時に、私は4年生で授業がほとんどなく、彼女たちとたくさん時間を過ごしました。その夏には1ヶ月間タイのパヤッククリスチャンゾーンに滞在し、多くのタイ人のクリスチャンにお世話になりました。またジョエルさんもサバティカルで滞在していて、ジョエルさんとタイにいながら日本語で聖書を勉強しました。このようなタイ人クリスチャンとの関係がすでにあったことが今回の旅をスムーズにした助けともなりました。
And lastly, one more thing. Another motivating factor for me wanting to go was because that we were also going to be spending a week in Thailand as a part of the mission this time. In 2006 and in 2007,As a university student, I attended a cell group that was helped to be started by a mission intern named Gay from Thailand, who served with the Mito, Omika, and Taga churches and an Ibaraki Christian for 1 year. Then I met several Thai Christians at the Angkor of Mission Camp, Angkor of Faith Mission Camp in 2008. And later, two Thai Christians, Gay, who's with us right here,today, and Ying came to serve as mission interns in Japan for 2 to 3 months during my senior year, when I hardly had any classes, so I spent most of my time with them. That summer, I spent a month at Paiyap Christian Zone Church of Christ, and was so well cared for by many of the Thai Christians in Chiang Mai. That same summer, Joel was on a 1 year sabbatical from his mission in Japan, and happened to be living there.And amazingly, I got to study the Bible in Japanese with him during that month. So our week in Chiang Mai this past March was so smooth, thanks to the care of those same Thai Christian friends.
ジョエルさんがご紹介してくださったんですけど、なんとそのお世話になったゲイドさんがタイからお姉さんと一緒に来てこちらに座って、素晴らしいと思います。 このタイミングで。でそういうようなスペシャルな経験を神様からいただいていたわけです。10年早く私を生まれさせ、先に伝わし、このような経験をさせ、今10年前に私がしたのと同じ経験をみんなができるようにと用いることができるのは他に誰がいるのでしょうか。そしてなぜカンボジアなのかという疑問もあるでしょう。なぜなのでしょう。私もよくわかりません。でも神様が導いているのは確かでしょう。時間が足りなくてほんの一部しかお話しできませんでしたが、私の話を聞いてカンボジアの若者にとっても日本の若者にとっても良いということがお分かりいただけたのではないでしょうか。これが神の御心ならば、分からなくてもやっていくのです。信仰とは目に見えないものを信じていくという部分が大いにあります。そして今は分からなくても後で分かるようになるでしょう。
So this is the amazingly unique experiences that God has given to me. Is there someone else who was given life 10 years earlier than today's students and was purposefully led with exactly the same experiences to prepare them so that they could be a leader and a supporter for the students now, who would have the same kind of experiences as that person had during their university days a decade before? And why Cambodia? Seriously, that's an unanswered question that even I can't understand. That even I can't answer. Of all places, why Cambodia? I don't know. But I am sure of this, that it is by God's leading through His Spirit. There's not enough time for me to truly share all of the things on my heart that I'd like to share about who God is and what He has done and is doing through this mission. But if nothing else, I really hope you will walk away today with a clear picture and understanding of God's impact and work in the lives of young people in Cambodia, and young people in Japan. Even if we don't fully understand it, if it's of God's will and plan, I will follow it. A large part of faith is believing in that which we cannot see or cannot ever clearly know, and trusting that even if we don't understand now, God will be faithful in bringing understanding some point later.
カンボジアにいる間にキリストの教会で宣教師として長く仕えられたジョー・ベツ先生がお亡くなりになられたというニュースを聞きました。そのベツ先生の私はどうして日本に来るようになったのかという証を最近体験する機会があり、大いに励まされました。証の序文を紹介いたします。
In closing, this past March, while we were in Cambodia, we received words that Joe Betts and his wife Ruth, who were beloved missionaries with the Churches of Christ for 50 years in Japan, primarily here in Ibaraki, had passed away. I recently had the opportunity to read Joe's testimony he had written about this question, why did I come to Japan? And I was greatly encouraged and would like to share one excerpt from that.
どうして宣教師になって日本へ行く気になったのかと聞かれることがよくあります。大抵の宣教師がこの質問を受けるのですが、細かい点で多少の差はあっても答えは同じです。私たちは神の御手りでここにいますという他にはありません。自分だけの考えでこうなったのではないのです。集約します。神の御手がどのようにその御手の業なる人間の生活を動かすかを読者の方々に分かっていただきたいとあります。
He said the following, I have often been asked this question. We have wondered why you became a missionary and why you came to Japan. Most missionaries receive this question, and while some find the finer details that vary from person to person, most offer essentially the same response. We are here because of God's providence, and by God's providence and will alone. It's nothing any of us could have accomplished by our own thinking or our own purposes. I would like all people to see and understand how the hand of God moves in the life of the ones who are their, them very selves created by the hand of God.
ベツ先生の言う、神の御手がどのようにその御手の技なる人間の生活を動かすかを分かっていただきたい。この私の証が皆さんの信仰の面でも、またこれからのカンボジアをサポートしていくことにおいても励ましとなれば幸いです。
It is this phrase in Joe's testimony. The hand of God moves the life of the ones who are their very selves created by the hand of God. It would be my joy if this testimony that I've shared today both encourages your faith and motivates you to commit to generously support this ongoing work in Cambodia.
ご清聴ありがとうございました。皆さんに祝福がありますように。
Thank you for letting me share.